Agostini, à Gomez, à Cavallari.
Montreal Canadiens post-game show on HabsTalkRadio.com. Here's your host, The Guru.
Well, I can tell you that the New Year's Eve parties in Montreal are going to be a little bit more festive, a little bit happier, just a little bit less anxious as the Montreal Canadiens finally come up with a win on this seven-game road trip. They go 2-5 to end the year on the road, and a couple of things looked good. We do have to keep in mind it was the Florida Panthers they were playing, so before we get too high and all thrilled, but nonetheless, got a victory when they needed a victory. It took overtime for just the fourth time this season, I believe, that the Canadiens' game did not end in regulation. They win. Talk about making an impression on your new team. James Wisniewski hit the post yesterday in Tampa, scores twice, including the game winner in overtime, picks up an assist on the third goal, and Montreal wins 3-2. How you doing, Tech?
We're going for the cup, baby. We're going for the cup. That's it. The slump's over. We're on our way. Woo-hoo!
Okay, this is not Toronto, eh? Don't break out your cup yet.
Damn it. Damn it. except for the fact that I missed the last goal by our new acquisition. It was a good game. I was happy that we at least got the 2 points. I'll take it, bank it, and hope that there's more to come. But knowing our team, it's a big question mark. But I was pretty happy about the game. It went well. I was really loving the work I was seeing from Weber today, and it was looking good. It was looking good, considering our team is in complete shambles right now with nobody knowing which way is up. I'll take the 2 points, and thank you very much.
And it's funny, you brought up Weber, and he was one of the players that I thought actually really did stand out tonight. Really enjoyed what I saw from him in this game. So,
yeah,
who do we got with us? Oh, sorry.
No, that's right. We got a full panel tonight. We got JD on the line. We have Edge on the line. And we have Boom Boom. I think JD and Boom Boom are together tonight. So it could prove to be an interesting show if the JD's been flowing at JD's house.
Well, yeah, that always proves to... That always makes things a little bit more interesting. Going, we will be talking to you shortly. This is going to be a quick one tonight because I know our listeners as well as our panelists have some New Year's festivities to get going. So we'll keep it short for you, folks. Let's get to this. Edge, I know you're a little under the weather, but you feeling a little bit better following a win?
Yeah, it sure helps. I just wish I had seen the ending of it. Thank you, RDS. For taking that away, I thought I passed out for a bit. Wow. I'm happy to see Weber wake up. This all started with Wisniewski, the Wiz, waking up the team, and all of a sudden shots were being pelted onto the goaltender instead of everywhere else. So, you know what? Bravo. Whatever this is, bravo. Let's move on. Let's move forward. Let's continue to win.
Okay. Quick and sweet from the man known as Edge. And I don't know who wants to talk first. I know you guys are together. Je recommence avec toi, Boom.
Hey, bonsoir.
Let me see. Bonsoir maintenant. Bienvenue.
Bonsoir. Je vais prendre mon 30 secondes pour autre chose que le hockey. Après ça, je développerai. J'ai compris à soir, en étant face à face avec JD, pourquoi tu fais de la radio puis pas de la télé. Il est pas présentable. Le gars, il est en bobette pour faire son show de radio. Donc, c'est ça. C'est mieux pour faire de la radio que de la télé. Je te parle du match de hockey. Moi, je suis déçu. Première fois de ma vie que je suis déçu quand un Canadien gagne un match. Je l'ai dit. J'ai viré de bord. Je veux que Jacques Martin calisse son camp. Ça me fait mal au cœur de faire ça. Ça me fait mal au cœur de prendre pour la Floride pendant un match du Canadien. J'ai hâte que ça finisse. Mais je sais que tout ce qui se passe là, chaque victoire que le Canadien va avoir de plus, va retarder un petit peu son départ. Donc, ça mène à rien. C'est une victoire qui nous aide pas. C'est complètement nul. Puis, c'est ça, je développerai après parce que ça s'en vient, c'est ça. Merci.
JD, you're not first because I like to save you. Welcome. How you feeling?
Yeah, baby! Chuck for 25! Chuck Martin's the shit! The team's gone all the way! On se calme les pompons, Carlis. Come on, man. It's one game. You know what? They pulled out the win. I didn't even get to see it because obviously I'm with Videotron, as everyone knows. But you know what? Every game, there's something I've noticed, that I've noticed them getting a little bit better every game. And I'm a little bit starting with Boom Boom here that I don't even know. I'm torn because I really believe that no matter how they play, no matter what they do, even if they go on, they win the next five games in a row, there's a cancer within the team, and I seriously believe that it has to do everything with the coach. I don't believe he's the guy for this team. I don't want to make that the topic of conversation, especially on this New Year's Eve. The jack is flowing. We just won a game. It's going to be a shortened show, but I'm torn. I'm torn. They won. I'm happy for the players because I love them, but I'm sad because it takes a little bit of pressure off of Jacques Martin, and I want this guy's ass out of here.
Well, there you have it, the opening thoughts, our four panelists. Interesting, it's a little bit torn, but I've never heard guys torn for a Habs win. But that's it. If you got any thoughts, you want to give us a shout, here's how you're listening to Habs Talk Radio.
You're listening to HabsTalkRadio.com. Join the conversation by phone by dialing 514-316-9335. Skype us at HabsTalk. Or join the live chat now on HabsTalkRadio.com. Tonight's show is brought to you by our unofficial sponsor, Jack Daniel's. There's nothing like Jack Daniel's old-time Tennessee whiskey.
We're back, the Montreal Canadiens end their seven-game road trip with a win in Florida. It took overtime. It took newly acquired James Wisniewski's second goal of the game following a bit of end-to-end hockey. I don't know, for those of you that didn't see it, Plekanec came down on a two-on-one, cut inside. Vokoun made the save. Florida turned it around, went back the other way. A nice defensive effort. I'm not sure from who. Camilleri brings it back on another two-on-one, cuts in. Vokoun makes the save. Wisniewski follows up, bangs in the rebound, end of the game. There might have been another Hab that got a stick in on that too. So, but you know what? Again, you're tempered with. And let's keep the Jacques Martin talk aside today because, as we know, we're shortening the show and we could go on. We went on enough about him last night following that performance. But the Canadiens, you know, season high on shots. They 45 after regulation. I think they got three, possibly four more before the game ended. They were skating tonight. But then you look and you say, yeah, but they're playing Florida. It's so Edge. You know, is it the team coming out of their funk? Is it the opposition that they were playing tonight?
Well, you know what? Montreal's always played bad against opposition that was weaker than them, so it's hard to determine what this is. The only thing I saw, like I said before, is Wisniewski taking that shot, and when he scored, it was like those guys just woke up. And whether or not they're all excited to go back to their family and they just want to end this road trip, you know what, it's one of those things where you have to turn around and go, well, take a step forward. I'm on the same board. I want Jacques Martin gone, but I don't want to dismantle this team to the point where finally we're going to trade every last player on this team before we can get rid of these guys. You know, it's just one of those things where I'm more worried about the guys on a team. Sooner or later, things will happen. This won't be forgotten, this road trip. And you know what, whatever it is, I'll blame it tonight on the Wiz for being such a good sport and playing a really good game. Good tape-to-tape passes, smart moves. Two games in a row where he made the right decisions and doesn't overplay himself. You know, doesn't pretend to overdo it. And you know what, this guy just picked up the game. They saw this guy wanting to play, and it was impressive.
Yeah, it was. And it's funny that one of the criticisms of his defensive game in Long Island, and I forget where he was before, was that he took chances. He overpinched. He sort of did the same mistakes that they were worried about, you know, that they've been trying to cull from PK Subban, and yet he looked tonight looked very, very smart defensively. I liked the pinches when he made them. And so, again, I tend to think it might have more to do with the opposition than anything else. Go ahead.
Can I ask you one thing there? Can you just announce to people what happened today there? We just posted on our website that you wrote an article about the city loses an icon.
Oh.
I think it'd be a good thing to talk about.
Okay. As well, it's up on our site. And as I said in the little blurb, we know it's not Al's Talk Radio, but the Montreal Alouettes lost a member of their family in Tony Proudfoot. He lost his battle with ALS, more commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. He'd been fighting it for, I think about 3.5-4 years that he came out. He announced it. In fact, I was listening to the game that he was doing the color commentary for the Owls, and I just thought he sounded drunk, and I didn't realize what it was. And they came out afterwards and announced that he had ALS. He fought it. He's raised money. He's been a great ambassador for the city, for the Owls organization. And I just thought it would be nice that people send out their condolences to the Proudfoot family.
Absolutely. Definitely my condolences go out to his family, too. He's a great icon in Montreal, and he won't be forgotten.
Absolutely. So, anybody wants to, make a post, feel free. Is it already up on our site, or will it be up soon?
It's up right now.
It's already up. Thank you very much for that. Okay. Turning our focus back to the game, JD, I was asking, as I was finishing up those comments with Edge, is it a byproduct of the competition today, or is it the team turning things around a bit?
You know what? I think it's a combination of both. I think, Florida hasn't been playing bad either lately. It's like playing a home game when you're playing and 80% of the people in the stands are rooting for you. The team needs to turn things around. Things are shaking up. I mean, listen, they bring Wisniewski in. LaPierre's gone. Obviously, the team's not just going to stand put. Georges is on the injured reserve as of now. There's a lot of things going on, and generally one thing is enough to shake a team up into getting at least a win, and that's it. It wasn't happening, and I'm not saying that. It's Florida. It's a 5 o'clock in the afternoon game against the Florida Panthers. No, the slump hasn't turned around. They got to show me a lot more than that, in overtime. And they were the positives, though. They were down 2-0. They didn't go away. They didn't. Il y avait pas les bras baissés. I can't think of how to say that in English. They didn't have their heads low. They fought back in a back-to-back in a less than 24-hour situation without their number one guy in nets. There's a lot of good things to build on from this game, and that's the important thing about this win. Now, am I happy they won? I honestly feel that I want Jacques Martin out of here so badly that I'm not sure. And that's a first, because you know how much I love this team. You know how much I love the Canadians. And no one wants to hear the 25th Stanley Cup banner being raised here at the Bell Center or Forum, or whatever it's going to be called at the time. I just hope I'm not too old to see it, and I'm picking my teeth out of the ground when I'm sitting there hearing it. But it could be a turning point. I'm hoping it is. And as for the competition list, we've talked about the parity a million times. Parity in the league is such that any team can beat any team. Wisniewski, we've only seen him for 2 games. Really happy with what I've seen. But then again, notoriously, switch jerseys on any players and they light fires for 10 games.
Yeah, okay. Je vais te laisser être la première vraiment à le discuter. JD l'a mentionné vitement. Le Canadien a échangé Max Lapierre aujourd'hui.
On peut-tu parler du match avant? Oui, on a échangé Max Lapierre. Lapierre. Qu'est-ce que tu veux que je te dise sur Lapierre? Moi, cette année, il fait pas un. Il est pas là. Il fait pas un travail comme il devrait faire pour qu'il. Comme la façon qu'il est payé. Il fait pas ce qu'il est capable. Il nous a prouvé par le passé qu'il est capable de faire. Donc. S'il y a d'autres choses, oui, ça a l'air qu'il dérange Piqué, mais je pense que c'est plus que ça. Il y a encore une fois plusieurs mystères autour de l'équipe. Puis ça, on les percera jamais tous les mystères. C'est ça qui rend le travail d'analyste si intéressant. Mais si on revient au match, parce que moi, tu ne me feras pas dire des affaires à soir qu'il n'y a plus assez de francophones chez le Canadien. Ça, c'est plate, mais boum boum, il s'en crisse de ça. C'est plate. J'ai peut-être de la peine à bien du monde, les fans de boum boum qui aimeraient ça que je sois plus en faveur de la voix francophone chez le Canadien. Mais non, je suis pas comme ça. Je préfère un joueur qui joue, qui donne son 100%, et même qui parle anglais, qui parle russe ou qui parle pas partout, je m'en calisse. Si je te parlais du match, dans le fond, là, il y a eu à peu près 3 minutes de bon jeu au début, même Costin puis Pouliot patinaient, ça c'était vraiment spécial. Mais ça a duré une couple de minutes après ça, bon, indiscipline encore une fois, les punitions. Puis par après, on aurait dit que le Canadien jouait pour la nulle 0-0. C'était pathétique, il n'y avait rien de bon là. Moi, ce que j'ai vu dans ce match-là, là, normalement, c'est comment que tu parviens à marquer des buts, c'est le momentum. Puis tu viens à prendre le momentum, puis à un moment donné, tu viens qu'à en mettre une dedans. Mais moi, le Canadien, ce qu'ils ont besoin, puis la seule façon qu'ils peuvent gagner un match, c'est en ayant du momentum gratuit. Puis gratuit, ce que je parle, là, c'est que tu vas avoir des punitions qui sont données à répétition à l'adversaire. Puis là, le power play, t'as pas besoin de forcer. Là. C'est comme un momentum qui s'offre à toi. Son 4, t'es 5, tu t'installes un peu, une petite déviation, quoi que ce soit, tu comptes un but, puis là, t'es parti. Mais le Canadien, il fera pas un gros raid dans la bande, un combat, un penalty killing qui va te donner le momentum. Ça, ils travailleront pas pour le gagner, ce momentum-là. Fait que quand ça vient gratuitement, puis son chanceux un peu contre un but sur le power play, ça peut revenir. Puis c'est ça qui les a amenés en troisième période à jouer la meilleure période probablement depuis longtemps. Mais ils ont pas travaillé pour le gagner, ce momentum-là. Ils ont pas gagné ça en bataillant fort contre toute équipe. Ils l'ont eu par les pénalités. C'est dans le fond, là, puis t'es obligé de le penalty kill. Ils ont combien de punitions qu'ils ont tué à soir, puis même de ça, ils ressortaient même pas avec un petit peu d'énergie après. C'était mort.
Il était 6 pour 6 dans le penalty kill et ils ont compté 2 fois sur 4 occasions en supériorité
ouais,
numérique.
Oui.
Mais c'est une très, très, très bonne observation. C'est comme les Panthers l'ont donné le momentum à Montréal.
Exactement, c'est gratuit. Ouais. Ils ont pas bataillé pour aller le chercher. Puis c'est ça que tu n'auras pas contre une grosse équipe, une équipe qui a beaucoup de talent. On s'entend-tu le power play à soir de Floride? Là, c'est comme si tu mettais Edge, JD, Boom Boom, la voisine d'à côté, puis Guru devant net. On ne dira pas pourquoi. C'est à peu près ça le power play de la Floride. Là. Il n'y a pas... avec un power play qui a le moindrement de talent, on n'est même pas dans le match. C'est fait qu'il y a rien moi, personnellement, il n'y a rien à tirer de vraiment positif là-dedans, à part il y a trois gars que tu vois travailler sans arrêt, puis qui travaillent bien. Il y a Pacioretty, il y a Plekanec, puis il y a le nouveau Wisniewski. Mais regarde, Plekanec, on s'entend que lui, même s'il n'était pas payé, le gars, il serait là à tous les matchs, puis il se défoncerait. C'est un gars de même, c'est un gars avec un cœur très gros. Les deux autres que j'ai nommés, ils connaissent pas encore assez Jacques Martin. Ça te dit peut-être quelque chose. En tout cas, je pense que j'en ai assez dit, il faut que je prenne mon souffle.
All right, Edge. Let's turn around and somebody that Tech mentioned off the top, and I actually also thought he played probably his best game, his best game since the first three that Subban sat, and then and he was in, and then he was out. I'm talking about Yannick Weber.
Yeah, much better game. I was happy to see that. Beginning, I thought the first period was a little bit shaky for him. But then I watched him pick up his game. You know what? And that's okay, man. He's a young guy. He needs to learn the game. And it was a better game for him to play than, you know, these harder games we had before. This team, obviously, the Florida Panthers, not the ones I worry about the most in a league. If you're a strong enough team, you can beat them pretty easily. But, I mean, yeah, Weber really, you know what? He just kept it simple and played a much better game. And he got himself, you know, implicated a little more. I know at one point, I think at a point he missed yesterday, I don't know how many times holding a puck in. Today he was doing a much better job at his position and following through. So, I mean, you're only as good as your partner is, and if your partner is horrible, you get a little shaky as a rookie. So tonight, much, much better game for him.
Yeah, and I also thought even where your biggest concern with him is in the defensive zone, at one point he was in, David Booth was up on him one-on-one, and he played him perfectly. Booth tried to go inside out, and Weber stood him up, like basically stayed focused, right on his hips, boom, stood him up, drove him into the side of the net, and the puck went harmlessly into the corner. And, I mean, Booth's a guy that has turned a lot of defensemen inside out with that move. So it was nice to see Weber assert himself defensively in a position and win a one-on-one battle, which, as we've been throwing around for the last 3 weeks of December, something the Canadians haven't been doing is winning those one-on-one battles.
Absolutely, and he kept it nice and simple, too, so that's a good part.
Yeah. All right, JD, you back from your libations?
Yeah, I'm definitely back. you know what? There's an issue here, Guru, though, and it's the 5-on-5 scoring. What's going on? What's going on? It almost makes you feel like without starting to, or without an attempt at starting rumors, it's almost like you get the feeling the team's like, fine, you know what? You know what, fat man? You want us to play a defensive game, we're going to play a defensive game. And not only is that not working, but they're not scoring 5-on-5. The only way this team seems to be able to score right now is on the power play. You know, they got two power play goals tonight. Terrific. They got a goal last night, which was, you know what, circumspect. That was an accident on 5-on-5. And I really don't know what's going on. The power play seems to be clicking when they can get them. And 5-on-5, this team is lost. Lost. There's absolutely no support whatsoever within this team. There's no structure for a team that, from October and November, back up the tapes. How many times did I say system, 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 system? They were playing a system. They were getting the puck out. They were controlling the puck. They were supporting each other. It's gone. It's done. I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, interesting. Yep.
You know, I read, when we're reading about Max LaPierre being gone. Yeah, you know what? He's not the player he was in the playoffs. It's not like, I wouldn't even really consider it news. But it's news because the Canadians made a move. They got rid of Max LaPierre. And it's better news because apparently he was disturbing P.K. Subban in the room. And you know what? Finally, if that's the reason, finally, a kid, that's recognition for his potential.
Yes.
You know, because you're looking at a veteran, and if he's actually bothering the team, a Francophone veteran on top of that, let's not forget about this. But if that's the reason they got rid of him, you know what? Awesome. Give the kid some type of accolades. Give the kid some kind of respect, because you know what? Not that he was the reason to drive Max out, but at least acknowledge the fact that we can go somewhere with this kid if that's why they got rid of him.
Well, hang on. Ed, you've got something on this?
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, it's all like a small little play is going on in the background. Yesterday we spoke about Dernier before this all came out, and White coming up. It looks like White is still on his way here. They're going to move. What's this new guy's name there? Betling? What is his name? Whatever.
Betterling?
No name. Yeah, whatever. He's going to go back to the AHL where he's going to probably stay and end his career. This is just a move because of Mad Max actually wanting to leave Montreal and not playing for Jacques Martin. I think you said about his growth. That's one way of saying it. He just didn't. Him and Jacques Martin did not see eye to eye, and Jacques Martin considered him a bothersome player, and they wanted to get rid of him at any cost. That's the reason why they moved him out there. Now, White is supposedly still going to meet up with Montreal Canadiens. Maybe on Saturday, it's possible he might actually just show up for the game after that, but most likely he will be in Montreal on Saturday with Dernier.
Interesting. And so Sunday afternoon, while you're taking in the game with JD against the Atlanta Thrashers, it could be an interesting lineup that we're looking at with the addition of Dernier and hopefully White. It's something that we've all wanted to see. I mean, we wanted to see him stick around coming out of training camp.
Absolutely. And I think we said this in the beginning. It's one of those guys who's interesting to watch, and I'd like to see him. But you know what? Both those guys I'd like to see. So whether or not I really have a pity about losing Mad Max for one reason, because I know the fans are completely livid. There's a Facebook page up about bringing him back as if that's going to help. I mean, there's going to be some serious repercussions out of this for the actual organization just because there are those unsung fans that, you know, little bit of hockey they know.
Unless they start winning.
Exactly. But
But you know what? There's even a faction out there, and part of them are in the media, that don't care whether they win or lose. But they feel
they'll milk the francophone angle that once again the Canadians got rid of another francophone player and there's not enough on the team and it's important and yada yada yada. When you know what, 95% of the francophones I speak with don't give a rat's ass if these guys are Mexican, Amish, Asian. They don't care. They want to see W's is all they want. They want to see wins, and they don't care who is branding the CH as long as there's wins there. This is all propaganda and horseshit.
People have to realize we brought up Dale Nass. I mean, you have another francophone, and they should be looking at a real player on the ice who's francophone, called Mathieu Dauch, who showed up again tonight. I mean, these are the kind of they have to start looking at. I'm sorry, but I was saying in the last few games, too, PJ Sock was actually right about Mad Max at one point. I was like, man, just throw the gloves if you're going to speak to people like that. And it was starting to irritate me. I was starting to wonder how dangerous this is for a team where you can't have a guy like that just speak out. Like Wisniewski can do it, and he can fight if he needs to. Everybody knows that. Mad Max, everybody knew he couldn't fight. And he just, you know what, he becomes a problem for the rest of the guys. The rest of the guys know the rest of the team is pissed off at this guy, and they might take it out on Plex. So you know what, in some way, it's probably a better off for the Montreal Canadiens to get rid of him.
Commentaire, boom. Go ahead, Dash.
JD, I just ran a quick little poll on the website, and just to let you know, the only thing that they actually don't want is midgets.
they're so finicky.
Indians,
they're so finicky.
Midgets,
what's wrong with these people?
They don't want to go.
Yeah, you know what? The thing is, I've already got a few of them on the team. They've already got a few of them on the team.
They're Smurfs, not midgets.
little people. No little people, and we're good. They can speak whatever language, be whatever color, but they don't want the midgets.
Can I? OK, là, ça, je l'ai rajouté là-dessus, sur Wisniewski. J'ai de la misère à dire son nom. Ils peuvent pas aller chercher des gars qui ont des noms comme simples. Mais je l'ai rajouté
comme
sur la pierre.
Just call him the Wiz. Just call him the Wiz.
The Wiz. Ben, avec le Wiz, là, j'ai entendu ça, moi, je n'étais pas au courant de ça, mais Yann Laperrière a dit à Joël Bouchard que les joueurs de la Ligue avaient peur de se battre contre The Wiz. Donc, c'est une information assez intéressante. Donc, on a un gars de même dans l'équipe, puis en plus, il sait jouer au hockey. Donc, il va faire une job pas mal mieux que notre ami Georges, qui était là l'année passée, le défunt Georges. Pour revenir à Georges... pas Georges Larac. À Maxime Lapierre, je sais pas. Moi, ça me laisse ni chaud ni froid. Il apportait plus... un Lapierre qui s'impliquait, qui dérangeait l'autre équipe. C'est bon. Dans le fond, il est un peu comme Mohan. Si Mohan partait demain... Y a-t-il quelqu'un ici qui se mettra à brailler ou qui posera des questions ou qui fera un show là-dessus? Non. Parce que le gars, il fait pas sa job. Un joueur de même qui s'implique pas, qui est supposé déranger ou supposé d'amener de l'énergie à l'équipe et qui le fait pas, ça devient comme un Tom Pyatt présentement. On a une couple de gars de même que tu pourrais remplacer demain puis ça changerait absolument rien.
OK. Now, just to have fun with, as we keep track of something, Tech, I'd like you to jot these things down as we're each going to make a quick little prediction here. Guys, I'm going to come to you one by one. Between now, we're halfway through the season, and the end of the year, how many goals is Max Lapierre going to score in Anaheim? I'm just curious to see what your thoughts are, and we'll jot it down and we'll revisit it later on. But, JD.
Honestly, Max Lapierre playing in the Western League, I'd say he's good for... He's going to come in, and in the next... Listen, you want to jot something down. In the next 10 games, he's going to score 4 goals. He's going to have 6 points. So we're talking 10 points in total. And then that's our 6 assists. So then, you know what? And then that's it. He's going to be done. So I'm saying a total of 10 points.
10 points between now and the end of the year. Boom.
Je dirais à peu près un... Ouf. Il va avoir 14 points d'ici la fin de l'année. 5 buts, 9 passes.
5 buts, 9 passes.
5 buts, 9 passes, 3 combats, puis la face m'a gagné. J'ai hâte de le voir jouer contre moi. Est-ce qu'on joue contre Anaheim encore cette année? Ou on a joué,
Oui, on les joue le 22. Le 22 janvier.
J'ai hâte de voir ça. Parce que pour une fois... Parce que Lapierre, j'ai jamais aimé son style touré de trop. Là. Fait que là, de voir un joueur du Canadien pouvoir récrisser une claque, ça serait bon, ça. Good.
Yeah, what, P.K. Subban's going to take him out cold.
Oh, sounds better. Good.
My prediction, 8 points.
8 points.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I was going to say 45, but I thought it was a 2 on going to look great.
I think he's going to end up with about 18.
Wow.
I think... I think the guy's actually got a little bit of skill. I think he... Like a lot of homegrown players that come up, don't know how to handle the celebrity that goes along with being a young francophone player here. And I think you'll see him have maybe 18 points, 15, 18 points between now and the end of the year.
Wow, you going to join his fan club?
God, no.
Sure.
at least join the Facebook club asking for him back there, Guru.
I don't want him back.
No, me neither. You know, something that that came out that we haven't talked about, and I know we're going to do a shortened show, but the Josh George is on the injured reserve list. This is, you know what, next to Namarkov, this guy was our rock. This guy was the guy that we would go to that we could count on. He's gone, I don't know for how long, but if he's on the IR list, it means he probably won't be back this season.
No, he is. 2 weeks.
It's probably 2 to 3 weeks, but what it does by putting him
on
IR.
So they put him on the IR list for 3 weeks?
Yeah, because it, again, it gives them cap space. When he's on the IR, his salary no longer counts. Like, so if he's gone a month, that's 1/6 of his salary. So that comes off the cap and gives them more room to make a mid-February trade.
That includes those 2 games he missed.
And that exactly, you can backdate it. It's retroactive to the last time that he played.
Okay, I'm very much in the dark when it comes to all these cap issue situation things like that. From what I understood, basically, is like, for example, the Canadians waited so long to declare Markov on the IR list. I figured once he's on there, it means it's for a period of time that's substantial, and I didn't even know it was retroactive at that. But so that's good news then. So then I take all that shit back, and we start over.
It just makes it a little harder to bring him back. That's all.
It does explain the play that we've seen, like the sometimes mediocre play. That he's more hurt than we knew, than he was letting on, which is not surprising considering he was the team's Iron Man. I mean,
Guru, he hasn't been right all season.
Yeah.
He hasn't been right all season. There's been a problem with his knee, and what, according to my sources, what he thought he could play through it. He thought he could play through it. He's in a contract year, and it just got to a point where, obviously, with Markov being out, with the team playing the way they're playing, there's more of a demand on him, hence more of a demand on his knee, and he just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, 150 games, eh? That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
That's pretty well.
So. Then you go back and you look at the all-time streak as Montreal Canadiens forward Doug Jarvis. I think it's 964 games. That's all, 12 NHL seasons without missing a game.
Amazing.
That's crazy.
Different game though now.
Absolutely.
A lot faster. I mean, yeah. Seriously, George's man pucking ahead. I mean,
pucking ahead and he's on the first one on the ice the next day.
Blood pouring. I was like, well, he's gone for the season. Nope, he's back. What? That's amazing. No, I better off heal him now, right? We better off healing him now than waiting too long. So I know it's a good move for Montreal Canadiens.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick station break. Let everybody know what you're listening to. This is Habs Talk Radio.
You're listening to HabsTalkRadio.com. Join the conversation at 514-316-9335. Skype us at Habs Talk. Or join the live chat on HabsTalkRadio.com.
And we're back, Montreal Canadiens end their 7-game road trip with a 3-2 overtime win in Florida. James Wisniewski gets his second goal of the game with about a minute and a half left to play in the overtime period, and sort of ruined my prediction from last night's show where I said the teams were going to go to their first shootout of the season. But you know what? I'll take it. All right. We sort of hashed through everything last night, so I'm not really sure where you guys want to go with this. So Max Lapierre's traded. Is there another move coming?
You know what?
JD, I'll ask you first, because I don't go to you first anymore.
Is there another move coming?
You think there's another move coming, or for now, are they going to stand with Darnan White coming up?
Fuck, Guru, I hope so. I hope so. You know what? We put out, as Habs Talk Radio, our sources were the first ones to say that White was coming back to Montreal. It's still not out there. We've put it out there. And a lot of people have said, no, we mean White. Desharnais there to replace LaPierre. You know what? If they bring up David Desharnais and they play him on the third line, it's just going to it lends credence to the incompetence of this team in terms of management. That kid belongs on the top two lines.
But so then which center are you sitting?
What
center are you sitting? He's a center.
Gomez.
He can't play wing.
Gomez.
Wow. Gomez was probably
Gomez.
Their best
take
forward.
Take the A off his jersey, put it on Camilleri, and you sit Gomez. Because you know what? As much as he's looked better since Pacioretty's back, he's done nothing. Nothing. It's time to let the veterans know that they can sit as well as the young kids. That's what you do. You try shit out. You go. You try different things. You send a message. You send a message. You don't just fucking put people up in the stands and sit there and let them watch. You communicate. You get things going. But you try it out. You're not going to bring in David Desharnais and play him on a fourth line. What's the point of that?
No, and again, if you go back to the conversation we had last night when we were talking about Mario Tremblay's lines, going with deuces, having Pacioretty play with
Desharnais.
And then you had Gomez and Gionta with a winger, and you had Camilleri
and Plekanec. I'm fine with that.
Could be interesting.
But don't bring Desharnais up and play him with a struggling Jeff Halpern.
No.
What's the point?
Well, you know what? Before you get too riled up and ruin your New Year's Eve celebration...
You're ruining my New Year's Eve!
Remember that he hasn't played yet. We can criticize after he plays on Sunday. We'll see that.
Should be a great game on Sunday.
It should be interesting, and you know what? It's a much better test as to where this team's at going up against Atlanta, whom I believe lost today. So they're they're the fifth team in the East, and they actually lost in New Jersey, so they're going to not be in a great frame of mind.
Well, I'm warning Edge right now. I'm bringing a megaphone and a box of Eggos.
And I'm bringing my friggin' earplugs.
All right, one more quick station break. We're going to look forward. JD, no around the league today. We're going to look forward. G-Pro Solutions is going to have us take a look at the Atlanta game Sunday afternoon.
Hey, dude, wake up. Still waiting for your PC to load, eh? Tired of staring at the hourglass when you should be online with your friends? If your PC's got you by the hard drive, head to G-Pro PC, the West Island's best-kept secret. G-Pro PC. We're not your ordinary PC store. We don't want to be. Need high-end gaming gear, PC modding, cooling solutions? Got geek questions that make grown techies cry? You're in luck. We out-geek and out-price everyone. So if your PC still works, check out our site at gpropc.com. That's gpropc.com.
You're listening to HabsTalkRadio.com. Join the conversation at 514-316-9335. Skype us at HabsTalk or join the live chat on HabsTalkRadio.com.
All right, gentlemen, very quickly, je vais commencer avec toi, bon, parce que je sais que JD te mouille un peu. Alors, il faut que tu puisses t'en débarrasser. Qu'est-ce qu'on va voir dimanche après-midi, 13h?
Qu'est-ce qu'on va voir? On verra pas grand-chose. Atlanta, c'est une équipe qui va... C'est une équipe comparée à Floride cette année, là. Donc, on va se faire mal, parce que c'est pas vrai que les joueurs vont commencer à vouloir jouer pour mon ami Jacques. Il commencera pas ça un dimanche après-midi certain, donc ça sera pas beau. Franchement, là, tu parles d'une défaite qui va faire parler pendant une couple de jours. Là. Un bon 3-4-0, peut-être 4-1 si The Wiz est encore en feu. Mais ça sera pas facile, puis ça va faire jaser, ça va faire accélérer le processus de mettre mon ami Jacques dehors. Je le dirai pas assez, je vais le répéter jusqu'à temps que ça se fasse.
Okay.
Je vais aller avec ma pancarte devant le Sandbell, mais ça va se faire.
JD,
had the Habs lost tonight, I would have said it would have been a total and utter disaster. The team coming in, being welcomed by their fans at home after what can only be described as a shit stain of a road trip. But with the team winning, Atlanta losing, coming back to the Bell Center, afternoon game, It's very, very hard to call. I can only hope that for the entertainment value, that they pull out a win, figure a 3-1.
Edge?
You want to fall actually with JD 3-1, as long as Price is in nets. And you know what? I think that it's a good push. They're all going to be back to see the family. They're going to have a good push, and they'll definitely win this one. I'm interested in seeing the conduct, because, you know, as much as your coach is horrible, you need to start playing a little more hockey for your fans. I don't think Jeff Molson is blind about what's going on, like I said before. So, you know what, I want him gone too. I'll join Boom Boom with a punk outside, you know, saying it's time to get rid of him. But we also have to realize that, you know what, there's fans out there, and we have to win. And unfortunately, the only way to do it, to get rid of him, is to lose. I won't fall in it, so I'm going to go 3-1 also. And hopefully I won't go deaf that game with JD next to me.
Well, I think it's going to be... It's going to be tough, Tech. Why don't you come back in here when you get a chance? And, you know, Atlanta's a team that I think a lot of people underestimate. They don't realize what they've gone on. I mean, we've seen them once already, and they sort of handled us. They're a big team. They're a physical team. They're a team that can score. And Pavlich is an up-and-coming goaltender who, you know, seems solid after the near heart attack that he had to start the season. So I think it's going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be a better test to see where they are as opposed to the Florida Panthers. What do you think, Tech?
To be honest, I'm torn. I'm thinking that you know, this might give us a little bit of a boost. Whether it's enough to get us out of the slump that we've been in, I mean, it's a hell of a hole we've dug for ourselves in the last during this entire road trip. So. It's going to be interesting to see how the fans react to them coming back home after such a honestly shitty road trip. I have to think that home crowd bolstering them up, having a little bit of a bump from a win in overtime is going to give them something of a push forward and give them the ability to come back and beat Atlanta, who has not been fantastic, but that could potentially beat us if we fall back into the same crap we've been doing for this entire road trip.
All right. Very interesting. We will have a shortened panel because JD and Edge are guests of the Montreal Canadiens on Sunday afternoon for the afternoon game. So we'll see if we can get a guest panelist or two to hop on board. Looking forward to it. For those of you looking to take in the Winter Classic tomorrow afternoon between Washington and Pittsburgh, note that the game time has been shifted to 8 p.m. in order to accommodate the weather that they're expecting in Pittsburgh. They're calling for rain all day, so they're hoping that it cools up a little bit at night. So the game was moved from 1 in the afternoon till 8 p.m., which should be interesting to see what the CBC does, because they might have to bump the Toronto Maple Leafs for the Winter Classic. Lovely.
God forbid.
And that being said, we'd like everybody to have a very happy, a very safe, and a fun new year. Have a good time tonight. Don't drink and drive. Call a cab, call a friend, and you might spill your drink. So you don't drink and drive. Everybody, want to thank you guys. It's been a fun first 3 months.
Happy new year, Drew.
Happy new year to all of you. Enjoy your celebrations, and we'll talk to you all in 2011. This is Habs Talk Radio.
You've been listening to Habs Talk Radio. Don't forget to visit the site at HabsTalkRadio.com. Get the latest updates and videos from the Montreal Canadiens. Leave us your comments, questions, and suggestions for future shows. Good night, and we'll see you next time and every time the Canadiens play.